got it with a jaw knife, and they split some cypress piece. It cut about 12 inches like that.
Yeah.
And then split it about an inch thick like that, maybe twice. And they just scrape it off with the axe good. And they dig a, add an auger about an inch and a half, and dig a, drill a hole through that. And the top of these binders, they put, lighted, they stick it in the ground, and they put it about the same size. They put that on top. And then they put, I don't know if I could give you.
What do you call those things that they put the, in the ground?
I guess it's called them standard binders, you know.
You call them the, well, you have to dig a hole for them, for the what?
Well, you wouldn't dig a hole, you'd you put, it'd be sharp, you stick them down. Stick them down, or you, you'd work it down to where you take your stick and stick it down and have a sharp. Either draw anything, maybe I could tell you, maybe I can just hear.
What would you call these things?
That's like, I guess it's called them
the post.
Post of binders, you see.
Yeah.
You see, now.
One of them would be a post, right?
Both of them. You see, this cap here would have a hole in it, and the top would be fixed to hold it together.
Yeah.
Now, they'd put this would be a railing. They'd stick it in there and pull it back over here, you see, and then they'd put it all along. Then they'd come back and put one on top like that, you see.
I see.
I should have started from the bottom.
Yeah.
But you see, if I had some matches, let me see if I had some matches, I could show you better with some matches. I'd be like, come right there.
Yeah.
See? And you could slip the railing on that. Each way like that. You slip one in, put the other, and you put a layer all the way.
I see. So the railing would go, it would go through the, what would you say? The railing would, you'd have those two posts and the railing would go
in between them like that, you see.
Okay.
And that would hold, you see. I guess you'd call it the binder or the fence post to hold the railing up, you see.
Okay. Well, what about other types of fences, Mr. Moran? Did you have a, what about the wire fence?
Well, then from that they went to a net wire. The first net wire was started off about 32 inches, and they had some 24 inches.
Uh-huh.
Then they went to 39 inches.
And what was that net wire?
Net wire.
Was that barbed wire?
No, barbed wire was, net wire is now they had poultry wire. The bottom was just about big enough for a biddy could go through it, and then it gets bigger and bigger as they go up, it gets not. But they got a stay wire about every 6 inches like that, some of them closer, you know. And they make it from small wire and some heavy wire, big, different. Now they make it from poultry wire as much as 6 and 7 foot tall, you see.
Uh-huh.
And so the chicken won't so fly over.
Okay. And what do you call that wire that you catch your, you know, always catch your pants on when you try and get over it?
That's barbed wire.
Okay.
That's barbed wire.
Right.
You have to be handling, careful how you handle that, or scratch your hand and burn yourself.
That's true.
Yeah.
What, now, did you ever have a little kind of fake egg that you put in a hen's nest to make it start laying? It wasn't a real egg, it was a fake egg. Did you have a name for that?
Yeah, they call that the nest egg.
Okay. All right. Well, they also call it the China egg, too. Some folks did.
Yeah. And in French you call it a chihuahua. I don't know where he got that word from.
Yeah.
I remember preaching that little fella. He used to go to his church. He told me, he said, it was a chihuahua, you know, in French. He was a French preacher. You know?
Yeah.
He preached in English, but he did. In French too. But he
call that a chihuahua, huh?
Yeah.
Now, what would you eat out of that your wife, you know, you used to call it? Did you ever have, you know, you used to call what you ate out of the what?
Plate.
Yeah, but you used to call it the
dishes.
Yeah, all the dishes together, you call them the...
Well, we call them Chinaware.
Okay. All right. And you eat with, what utensils you ate with?
We eat with a fork.
Yeah, and you cut with a
knife.
And you eat your, maybe your dessert with a...
With a spoon.
Okay. Maybe. Okay. Now, more than one knife would be called, say you had...